Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. It is March 24th, 2017, and I'm Adam Paulus. I've got a cold, but you knew that. In video game news, what quite possibly may be the biggest news of the year, if you're me, I might be butchering the title, but I'll translate it into English so you understand. The second Densetsu collection is coming out to the Nintendo Switch in Japan. If you're old, you might remember that this is the Secret of Mana series. The first game was sold in the US as Final Fantasy Adventure, the second game was Secret of Mana, and the third game went unreleased. All three will be on a Switch chip, which is what I'm going to call it, for about $50. There is no word on an English language release or a United States release, but the system is region-free. You can download it from Japan or import the chip and have one of your very own. If it comes out in America, I'm buying it because I love those games so much. I don't have a Nintendo Switch yet, but I'll probably still buy it anyway because I like 16-bit era video games, which, if you know me, you know I do. PlayStation 4 added a ton of new games for download this week. Zero Escape, the Nonary Games, Tokiden 2, Royal Defense, This is the Police, everything, really. Berserk and the Band of the Hawk, 88 Heroes, Mass Effect Andromeda, which is the one you're probably playing right now, and a bunch of others. The Vita added Zero Escape and Honorary Games, Tokuden 2, Taohu Genso Wanderer, why am I trying to pronounce these? I'm going to get it wrong. And Berserk, Band of the Hawk, and there's a lot of words in these things. Xbox One added Goat Simulator, Waste of Space Bundle, This is the Police, Mass Effect Andromeda, and a few others. The Wii U added Aqua TV, Armored Acorns, Action Squirrel Squad. I gotta look that up now. I gotta find out what that is. And Mahjong Deluxe 3, which is a reasonable thing to release. 3DS got Japanese Rail Sim 3D Journey in Suburbs number 2, Mario Sports Superstars, and Super Destronaut 3D. Nintendo Switch owners can get the arcade classic Neo Geo game Turf Masters, Has-Been Heroes, New Frontier Days Founding Pioneers, and Othello. It is also worth noting that Super Mario Run is now out for the Android phones, but you knew that because you pre-ordered it and it's on your phone right now. Win big from Entertainment Earth. Would you like $1,000 from Entertainment Earth and a trip to our headquarters? Of course you would. Why wouldn't you, if you're listening to this podcast, I mean? It's statistically improbable, but not impossible, that you could actually win that. Go to entertainmentearth.com and enter our contest today. We will pay to travel you out here, and you can come see us, and you can get some stuff and not pay for it, which normally carries various penalties from the law, but we're going to let you just take stuff off our shelves. So that's pretty cool. Check it out at entertainmentearth.com. Enter the contest while you can. You have until April 7th to enter. Video game toy new arrivals this week include the Street Fighter Cammy Body Pillow, the StarCraft II Terran Premium Snap Back Hat. Snap Back Hat. Snap Back Hat. One of those. And the Mega Man X Tamashii Buddies mini statue. They're stackable. Mega Man Zero and Dragon Ball Z are available as well. They have these little dioramas and you can make a tower out of them. You can make a wall of them. They're pretty cool. It's a collectible format. I rarely see it where you see a figure and it was clearly designed in a way to say, we know you might buy one of these, but just in case you buy 50, we have a solution for you. You don't have to worry about how they're going to look on a shelf or in a case. They've come up with that already. It's worth checking out. Just search on Tamashii Buddies. Tamashii is like it sounds. T-A-M-A-S-H-I-I on our website. And check them out because it's a great idea. And I wish a lot more companies would do that. That's a good idea worth stealing. Obviously, don't steal it. New pre-orders include the Minecraft Creeper Face Green Mug, the Portal 2 Aperture 80s logo earrings, and the Fallout Vault Boy lapel pin. Because pins are all the rage these days. You can put them on your shirt, they look cool, and you can stab somebody with them, but don't do that because it hurts. So be careful. And that's it. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We'll be back next time to talk more about games. A buddy of mine sent me a Wii U copy of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Thank you, Seth. I've been playing a little bit of that while I was enjoying a couple of days off this week and coughing uncontrollably, but it's the first time you've seen a game when they managed to make something compelling where your weapons break and you have to cook for yourself, which it's a little too realistic for my liking. But the design is great, it's charming, it's fun, and it's neat to just go explore and stuff, and even if you have no idea what you're doing as far as the actual goals go. I have a feeling I've probably put in about 6 times as much actual time as I should for the amount of progress I've made, but It's interesting, I'll tell you that. If one of your buddies has it, look over their shoulder. It's neat. You'll be interested. And that's all. So I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Did I say that? Have a great weekend. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth and go buy a game if it's raining in your neck of the woods. Otherwise, go see a movie or something. Have a nice weekend, everybody.